Welcome to the ADRC Insider here on Lakeshore's Good Neighbor, WOMT.
Good morning, listeners, and welcome back to an all-new conversation right here on the Lakeshore's Good Neighbor. This is WOMT, 1240 AM, 107.9 FM. And as always, we're streaming online anytime at WMTRadio.com. Wendy is back in the studio with us this morning. Good morning, Wendy.
Good morning, Terry, and good morning to everyone else, too.
Yes, and happy Memorial Day today.
Yes, happy Memorial Day.
Hopefully everybody is enjoying the weekend. And yes, it is kind of the unofficial kickoff to summer, but let's remember why we have Memorial Day, and it is to honor those that have paid the ultimate sacrifice for our freedoms.
Absolutely. And we are very fortunate to have the veterans in our office space with us. We're honored to share with them. And Todd has been a really great partner to us. Yeah. I enjoy working with him. And he's just been a great support to our team. But I also know they have a lot of great supports for the community and the veterans in it. So we're going to let Todd take that away.
Oh, good morning, everybody. Thank you, Wendy. I appreciate it. Yeah. So coming up, of course, on Memorial Day, we have the Veterans Program, the Memorial Day ceremony after the parade. It's at the Veterans Memorial at Veterans Park. And it starts approximately 10:30. It's always kind of an up in the air time, but that's the target time we shoot for. And it we try to have it ended by 11 a.m. And if you're not aware, 11 a.m. is very significant on Memorial Day. Just in general, specifically Veterans Day, but we carry it over to Memorial Day. And it has a lot of significance going back to World War I. Memorial Day itself was originally named Armistice Day, and it, as Terry stated, it's more, that is the day to remember. It's for the veterans that have fallen. It's for the veterans that didn't come home.
Yeah.
It's for the veterans that aren't here anymore. You know, we also have Veterans Day, November 11th. That was Armistice Day. And that's the celebration, the recognition of people that are still here. They served. They did their time. They went where their government asked them to go. They did what their government asked them, or told them, I should say, to do. And they're here. So that's recognition for them. And then we have Armed Forces Day, which is the acknowledgement and recognition of the people that are still serving. They're still wearing the uniform. They're getting up every day. They're walking that line, making sure that we're able to eat, breathe, and sleep in peace. So, yeah, it's a great day. One thing I do like to mention sometimes is on that particular day, it's a little uncomfortable for veterans when people come up and say thank you for your service on Memorial Day, because that day, again, just reiterating, is not my day as a veteran.
Yeah.
That's the day for me to remember, like, the person we lost in Panama, the person that didn't come home from Iraq or didn't come home from Afghanistan, from Vietnam, from Korea. That's that day. That's their day. So I appreciate the fact that you do thank me for my service, but just please refrain from that day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
really good to know, because I'll be honest, I did not know that. I guess I was raised to always give thanks and honor to right those that are serving. So no matter when I'm in their presence, I typically will do that. So thank you for sharing that, because I hope, like myself, that it just hit my heart. I hope it also is hitting the hearts of others to remember that that day should probably be a little more somber.
It actually is. That day should be a solemn day.
Yeah.
You know, when we do our ceremony and we raise the flag or lower the flag to half staff for the ceremonial procedure, at noon, by federal regulations, the flags all get raised back to full staff. You know, then that afternoon, go have your bush light and your brat, you know, and do what
enjoy,
you got to do.
Kick off the summer, you know.
Absolutely.
This is the reason why we have this day. And for those that are unable to make it in person to the ceremony today, we will be broadcasting it live on WMT. And so for those that can't make it for whatever reason, it's just our way of still making it available to the community. So thank you for putting on this ceremony.
Yeah, absolutely. And WOMT has been such a great partner with us on that. And for the 10 years I've been here, we've been working together. So,
yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Todd, can we quick just put a plug in for your veterans ride? I know my husband and I truly enjoy it. It's a great event this summer. It's a safe event, too. Just so for those of you that are a little weary of riding in groups, they set it up in a way that that is not the case. We felt safe. We felt it was organized. So can you just quick do a plug for that?
Sure. So what Wendy's talking about is I am the local chapter commander of the Combat Veterans Motorcycle Association. And we do a tribute ride every, July this year? I think it's July 23rd. I'm not positive. It's the Saturday before Sturgis weekend. And we've renamed it now to where it is the Lakeshore Rick River Rat, in parentheses or quotes, I should say, Young Memorial Ride. Rick was a member of our chapter. He in Vietnam. He was Brownwater Navy. Those are the guys on the river patrol boats going up and down, dropping off special forces, picking up special forces, dropping off CIA, doing all that stuff, just making sure we controlled the waterways. And he passed away about a year and a half ago. So, and for our chapter, he's our first member that passed away. And he was a very, very intricate member of our chapter. So we renamed it in his honor. And to Wendy's point, it is a very safe ride. We don't do, it's not a organized trail ride per se. It's a shotgun start. We have six locations to where we ask that you stop to get a stamp for the drawing at the end. And it's go. You can go individually, you can go in groups, but it's not just a full 120 bike trail ride.
Yeah. Thanks.
A lot of great information. Todd, how do people connect with you guys over at your office?
Sure. So we're at the same building as ADRC, 1701 Michigan Avenue, and our phone number is 920-683-4055.
Awesome, Todd. Thank you. And Wendy, last time, how do people connect with you guys at the ADRC?
Same location as Todd and at 920-683-4180.
We'll talk to you guys next week. And again, happy Memorial Day.
The Aging and Disability Resource Center of the Lakeshore is your bridge to support. Tune in again next Monday morning at approximately 11:30 for an all-new episode of the ADRC Insider, or download the podcast anytime at seehaferpodcasts.com. You're listening to WOMT Radio, a Seehafer broadcasting station.